letela, zazela eter in frekvenco, še vedno ni posesala umazanih prostorov radia, spustila je podlago, podlago imamo, in začela govoriti, da sploh kdo posluša, podlage, podlage ni. Okay. Moje ime je Miha, tekoči mito tehnicira z nami, prekinili smo vašo hip-hop bazo na vaši omiljeni frekvenci, v mestu Obdravi pa je Etno Banda. Pozdravljena Etno Banda, tukaj z mano. Milena Kosec, Stefan Dupner, Boru Cavski, Bogdane pa Herman še ni z nami. Poslušamo pa kaj?
Poslušamo en od lanskih posnetkov Etno Bande.
Ok, kje pa je bilo?
Ja, če te prvi je verjetno v Gracu bilo.
Aha, gut. Skratka, Etno Banda, Etno Banda je drugi gost Avantgarde nič 8, se pravi tistega ponedeljkovega cikluska, ki ga pripravlja Mariborska kibla. Koncept pa je izid zvočne kompilacije domačih slovenskih zvočnih projektov oziroma umetnikov, ki se ukvarjajo z zvokom. Etno Banda bo danes nastopila ob 8, čez 2 uri v kibli, udogajali bodo in to je 95,9. Jaz še imam neke stvari za povedati, reklame še ne bomo spustili, ampak gremo k Borutu. Borut, kaj misliš ob vsej tej poplavi digitalnih formatov in predvajalcev, playerjev, da še sploh smiselno izdaja zgoščenke?
A ja, to je pač en od izdelkov, ne? Še najbolj materialni izdelk, ki ga, ne vem, umetnik ali pa muskontar lahko naredi, ne? LP-ja ne moramo več narediti, ne. Ok, v živo lahko pridemo pa odigramo, zelo materialno. Na internetu je pa itak samo posebej pomembno, ne. To je ene vrste fetiš, ne, fetišni produkt. In produkte je pa treba delati, ba je, ali ne.
I'll speak in English, malo bom angliško za Štefana, pa mogoče še malo Milena še kaj dodati. The first question was that basically the product of this circle of these performances that are happening on Monday in Kibla, or the idea, the fundamental idea was to produce a CD, a compilation CD of Slovenian Sounds project. Mm-hmm. And then the question was, what do you think of producing the CDs, like this material
as
the thing, or do you have any thought?
What should you think about producing? It's my relation, and perhaps also in general our relation is that we don't produce really a product. I mean, we don't make a ready, fertig thing somehow. So for sure, I mean, when you press it or copy it on a CD, DVD, whatever, you have kind of a product, but it's actually always a kind of a cutout of a process which also never will be the same again. Even it sounds different when you listen to it afterwards.
As a working process.
Yeah, it's a creative process of working, and it's for me it's never a ready thing. I mean,
it's a kind of postcard or photography, something which is frozen in time.
Yeah, it's a memory. It's a little frozen memory, and for sure it's fine to have this. I mean, it's like, cause this is, but it's always it's problematic. It's like if you go around for holidays and you shoot everything with your what is this now, telephone, photo camera, whatever. You have a bunch of photos of nothing, or you have a lot of memory and no photos. It's like, for me, it's always a problem. But as someone who listens, for sure, I want to hear these things when I was not, if I was not there.
And then if yeah,
no, jaz prihajam iz državice Ptičje strašilne, ki se je lansko leto dematerializirala, in sprejeli smo deklaracijo o neprodukciji. Zauzemamo se, da se ne bi ničesar materialnega več proizvajalo. Je pa to zelo težko doseči in samo v idealnem bi mogoče to bilo možno, tako da tukaj pač se mi zdi, da ne morem prepovedati izdelave CD-ja. Ne, ampak sama kot pač naslednica idej državice Ptičje strašilne pa se pri svojem delu trudim ne proizvajati ničesar, uporabljam stare materiale in se osredotočam na trenutek, na delo z ljudmi v danem trenutku ali pa tukaj, ne, v, pač v etno bandi, v, v živo, v eksperimentalnem koncertu, pač sicer ne sodelujem kot glasbenik, vendar kot ena taka, kot začetni impuls in neka stranska figura potem tekom dogajanja. Zdaj pa, torej še enkrat, nematerialna proizvodna, ne, in čim manj vsakega fotografiranja, vsake postprodukcije, kolikor se to da.
Zdaj, zdaj če gledam pač sam ponedeljek, pa ves koncept, je okrog CD-ja in je okrog besede avantgarda in me sam bi šli kar dalje. Kje vidite neko vašo povezavo, navezavo, na stik z avantgardo, z besedo, z pojmom, z konceptom?
Težko bi rekla, ker zame je že celo 20. stoletje pravzaprav se dogajajo neke podobne stvari, kar jih tudi danes v Ljubljani recimo počnemo, ali pa v Sloveniji, pa kakšen starejši umetnik reče, ja, pa to pa ne pri nas. Ne? Torej, avantgarda, ja, nekje, ne, ampak ne, pri nas pa ne. Ne? Tako da smo tukaj še vedno na začetku. In da, mogoče v tej povezavi z avantgardo, da pač še vedno v našem prostoru ni nekaj samo po sebi umevnega, ta pojem.
Stefan, how you see the connection of your work, of the Etnobanda's work with the concept of avantgarde or as a movement, as a something in time or
avantgarde. It's
this is the name of the series.
Yes. Ah, with that, yeah. Not with avantgarde in general.
No, with that, and not with the series, with in general. I think one of the things, if like when we are here, was well, the thing was to play with the word avantgarde. You know, for I, you know, what is avantgarde 08, so avantgarde now or
yeah, what's. What is avant-garde now and what are we?
You use like quotations or you use that in your work?
Not, I mean, actually, as we say, we do kind of a parallel music system or sound system. I mean, not sound system in the way of reggae sound. I mean, the system of the sound is kind of a parallel system. So we work with each of our tools and possibilities somehow, try to meet in between and we go away again, and I mean, so it's even we work even not always completely together, somehow we work parallel and then we cross intercourse being like getting impulses from the other one but also running away from this. So I mean, where I would position this, I don't know. For me, it's like, I mean, it's each time I jump into, it's like diving, but I'm not trained to dive, you know. It's like it's hard to say. It's really, it's a very personal way of dealing with sounds. This is what, or I mean, sound, yeah, and also, yeah, visions. I think this
but
is.
I could say in Slovene or English.
As you wish. Do it in Slovene.
Okay.
That we don't have a problem.
Glavna avantgarda, to vprašanje sem si jaz tudi že zastavljal. Ne? V glavnem se tako zdi, da vsako reč, ne vem, a so to umetnostni zgodovinari, ne, ali kdo, vsako reč postavijo v eno zaporedje, ne, v eno mesto, zaključen kos te linije, časovnice v zgodovini. Ne? In recimo vprašanja, s katerimi se ukvarjamo, tako kot je Milena rekla, so ista vprašanja, s katerimi so bili tam Luigi Russolo, kdorkoli je že bil tam, tako imenovana zgodovinska avantgarda. Ne? Ampak jaz ne vidim, da je ta princip prostega ustvarjanja, kreacije, čim bolj svobodne, izven žanrovske ali pa transžanrovske, da je to nekaj, kar bo kadarkoli umrlo. Ne? Sprav, avantgardo jaz ne bi dal kot zgodovinski pojem, pa da je ni več. Ne? Ampak bi imel kot en princip ustvarjanja, ki je pač bolj svoboden kot drugi. Ne, ne vem, tudi zdaj sodobna umetnost, zdaj se mi zdi, da se počas probajo
princip, ne?
Preložiti v preteklost. Ne.
Ja, ampak je princip.
Ne vem, kaj je sodobna umetnost. Jaz se še ne znam določiti. Zanč, ko smo bili tam v enem prostoru, cirkulacija, ja, v Rogu, ja, sem skušal uvesti to vprašanje, ne, pa se ni prijel. Ampak bo treba malo domisliti. kje se začne in konča. No,
zdaj, če je pač projekt v same avantgarde na seznamu je bil Borut Savski in je Borut seveda predlagal projekt, ki ga dela oziroma ki ga zdaj živi, se pravi etno bando. Zdaj pa sem zanimal Borut, da kje viš neko razliko med zvokom in glasbo? Zdaj, ker si nekdo, ki se z zvokom ukvarja preko radijskih valov, zvokom v samih inštalacijah, zvokom v performativnih momentih.
Ja, predvsem v funkcionalnosti. Ne? Funkcionalni zvok je glasba. Ne? In lahko je funkcionalna na nivoju ne vem, politike, estetike, ekonomije, kjerkoli. Ne? Ampak je funkcionalna. Medtem, ko zvok sam, ne, tako ko ga mi raziskujemo, pa ne vem, je pa en material, ne, ki ne podlega drugim definicijam. Ne? Ne delaš ga zato, da bo nekomu všeč, ne, ampak zato, da boš videl, kaj z njim narediti.
Nina,
zvuk
glasba, the question, the difference, or how do you see the sound and music, or not the difference, the difference between...
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with Borut for sure that, like,
music
is... I understand some something, but it's... I learned a lot, but still not enough.
And then you'll write a book
instead. Yeah. So functional sound is music. It has some function, some reason, some direction, and something behind what it wants to transport somehow... I mean, there's a lot of things perhaps we also want to transport, but it's not in that way as that we have the truth or the lie or whatever to transport. It's very individual again. And I think it's also that we don't define us or what we do by the relation to the other or the, like, you know, it's not the opposite of something or part of something. It's defined by its, I mean, like, by itself much more. I mean, like, how it happens, what happens in that moment, and this is normally not music. In a way, you know, music is always in a history, and it's always with some lies or something to show you how you have to suffer.
It's a representation.
Yeah, it's a representation
of,
and I have the feeling, at least, and somehow I understand that we are not working in that way. At least I don't work in that way, and I feel free and right on this place, in this banda, to do so. So that's why I don't see this as music, and also not as free music. Just as it's working in sound, in working,
in
the wrong
video,
name.
Video.
Communication, yeah. Of some kind. I think it's some kind of metaphor of interpersonal communications.
Yeah, but in the end, it's like what we do otherwise with our art. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like it's our way to speak, to try to find a language or little words or sticks to put out in a way that we feel well with it. I mean, this is in opposite to all these functional sentences, musics, logos, whatever. I think if we work with a logo, we try to not only break it, but to several times, like, wobble it around and mirror it and so on. I talk always too much. So
no,
question.
I just, you know, because there's a show going on. Pico Vaza is going on, and we are just stealing their time. You know, we are like a small virus. Milena in Stefan, they both like describe something what is going to happen today. Borut, imaš kaj za dodat?
A mogoče zvezi z videom?
Zvezi s tem, kaj bomo danes sploh videli.
Ja, videli bomo eno komunikacijo, ne, ki bo zdaj petič ponovljena, ne ponovljena v isti obliki, ampak petič se bomo dobili skupaj. Na voljo ima vsak nabor zvokov oziroma orodij, ne, in potem se nekako probamo znajdeti v času. Ne. Probamo pa seveda vsem, ne, zadostiti, to, kar smo precej na robu med muziko, ne, in zvokom. Ne. Probamo zadostiti enim, ne vem, mogoče s tem reči, tehničnim ali pogojem, kot je recimo napolniti tišina, napolniti glasnost, spektr frekvenčni, take reči. Ne. Tle mi najdemo prostore, veš, ki neki tam, no, v glavnem tak 3D prostor, no.
Zdaj, nič, jaz mislim, da etno banda še bo danes po koncertu, kakih par minut v mestu v Dravi ostala, tako da za vprašanje še bo čas. Nič, naganjajo nas, ostane pač mi, da vas povabim danes ob 8 v Kiblo na etno bando, s katero smo zdaj klepetali, hvala vam. Prvih 10 obiskovalcev ima pivo za stojn.
Tako jih dobiš.
Ja, upam, da jih bo vsaj 10. Zdaj, ponedeljki in inkubatorjeve srede so v mestu za to, da se malo updatate z nekim delom slovensko elektroakustične scene. Hvala etno bandi, tekoči mito, hvala za tehniciranje in spoštovanje. Vidimo se, malo reklame moramo dati, hvala Maršu, pa Kibli, pa mestni občini, državi, pa X garaži za še eno umetniško doživetje, ki bo danes ob 8 v Kibli, etno banda Rules, tekoči v bitih, hip-hop baza, vse nadaljuje, tu pri nas ni najboljši sosed. Ja. Mislim, dalje pa ne bom. Evo, čau.
Ah, poetno.